This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
We're going to be kicking this around for some time as the Browns are looking for a head coach now. Kevin Stefanski relieved of his duties. Andrew Berry, part of the process, obviously, because when the Browns announced everything, Andrew had a statement. This was a difficult decision. Well, okay, then he obviously was in on the decision, was he not? Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by any of this. I think we saw this all coming the day they traded Flacco. That's the day everything kind of went sideways and everything. I don't know who the answer was. I do know that I was just extremely disappointed that when Shadour walked out on the field for the first time, that he had no opportunity to work with the first team. And I don't know. I'll let that go at some point. But it's not even that he didn't have an opportunity to work with the first team offense prior to. It's when they made him the number two quarterback in a system that had two rookie quarterbacks. To me, that was a fatal blow. Like, why would you, even if you gave him 5% of the practice, and I know reps are a special thing, and I understand that backup quarterbacks don't get reps with the first team, but when you have two rookie quarterbacks, you've got to prepare the guy. And to me, that was the devastating blow. And I don't know how much farther that would have set Shadour back or how much it would have put him ahead or in any of those situations. I just know that if you got two rookies there, you better be ready to throw either one of them out on the field at any point. And Gabriel just didn't get the job done. That's all. Even if it was a short period of time.
Zach is in Cleveland. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. It feels like a bad episode of Twilight Zone. I mean, haven't we been to this before? Haven't we dealt with keeping the GM and getting rid of a coach? And then it's going to be, like a forced marriage. I mean, unless Andrew Berry gets a guy in here that's just going to be kind of his little puppet, right? Like he's gonna call the shots, and the coach is just going to coach, I guess. If you can find somebody that's going to do that, I guess that the name makes a big enough splash, sure. But I think we're just going to be going right back into the same thing we've been dealing with since the early teen years. We're going to go back to we're going to have to fire this coach and this GM, and the quarterback will have now his third head coach, and it's just getting tiring, guys. I'm getting tired of it, but we'll all still watch because we're sick. We're sick in the head. I don't know what else to say. I watched the whole game yesterday, and the whole reason I watched was because I wanted to see Miles get his sack. I was hoping he'd get in the first quarter so I can get some stuff done around the house.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he still made us watch the whole dang game. And I'm like, oh, okay. I talk to myself, and I definitely know I'm sick in the head because I talk to myself while this team plays. It's tiring. I don't know what anybody else expects when there's never going to be continuity in this building. Clearly, like you guys are saying, that this probably has been going on since the Flacco thing started, which was kind of a red flag for me when they did that. But I think if you were going to do anything, you should have just cleaned house and just brought in everybody new. That would have been
unless you know the way to go, in my opinion. Yeah, the only point here I would say is unless you know what you're doing. Let's just say they know they want to elevate Jim Schwartz, but they do need to go through the hiring process. The Rooney Rule is in effect and should be. And so you know, they do have to go out there and interview candidates, and they can figure out what they want to do from there. But if they, my question is, do they know what they're going to do, or do they have a 99% plan of what direction they want this thing to go in? And I don't know. I don't trust it. So
again, I don't think Kevin did a great job coaching the last 2 years. I don't think he got what maybe he could have out of this team, but I don't think the roster was any. I disagree with Jimmy Haslam completely. I don't think the roster was better than the results.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I just don't. And you kept Andrew Berry, who gave the offensive-minded head coach two rookie quarterbacks, no wide receivers of note, two rookie running backs, three rookie running backs, an injured tight end, a rookie tight end, who I like a lot, and an offensive line that was older and beat up, and wished him luck. Anthony's in Maple Heights. Anthony.
Anthony.
What's going on, guys? Happy
Amen.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
I would say I'm very happy that Pat Shurmur 2.0 is gone.
Okay.
And go Steelers.
All right, Anthony. Thank
wow,
you very much.
That was great.
Great win for your Steelers.
It was a fun game
night.
To watch last night, I'll be honest with you.
That was a great
I enjoyed
game.
That. I really did.
Game. I felt terrible for Tyler Loop. I hate the Ravens. You know that. The only team in
pro sports.
Do you
feel bad for both kickers
like.
Either way then?
I
no
felt
matter
terrible
how it
for Chris Boswell. Misses the extra
that
point.
That was a weird way
oh,
to miss it, too.
Oh, my God. And then the poor Loop kid. I mean, he was really
I'm
good
sorry.
This year as a rookie. He caught it fat. Did you see his foot hit the ground before it hit the ball?
Yeah. You know what I loved? Mike Tomlin's reaction when he was pounding his chest after the game.
Yeah.
Man, I thought that was awesome. I loved every second of that.
Did
Tomlin keep his job again by that?
Could the Ravens
you know,
do
today,
the Browns a favor and make a bad mistake and get rid of John Harbaugh?
If you're going to do that, I'd be okay with that.
Grew up a Browns fan, you
That's
know.
Right. Bring him home.
Victor's in North Royalton, home of the Bears. Victor.
Hey, Victor. Although, yeah. I think you need power, right?
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey, well, how are you? No Row Nation, baby.
I got to say, I didn't think it was going to happen yesterday after the win. You know, I was in the group chat with the guys, and I said, listen, I said, Jimmy Haslam's an emotional owner. He might have made his decision yesterday, but, it, you know, Kevin finishes out with two solid victories against two decent football teams, you know, within a division. It might make a difference.
Can we also notice that it would have been extremely disrespectful to Miles to make that fire last night? I mean, give the guy at least 24
absolutely.
Hours, you know, or not even 12 hours to enjoy the moment of becoming a, you know, an NFL legend in a single season. So.
Yeah, exactly. My biggest thing is if you look at the history of the Browns since 99, right? A single coach got a second chance and Pat Shurmur got hired in New York. I think a similar situation is going to happen here. I think Kevin's going to move on to New York. He's going to win there. Browns fans are going to be sad because I don't really see how we think as Browns fans, right? We tell ourselves that we're a top premium destination because we're simply an NFL team. But people do not get second chances after they come here. They come here as coaches to die and not be successful, and then we're doing the same thing over and over again. I think we made a mistake letting Kevin go today. I mean, a lot of people might not feel that way because the last two seasons were bad, but you have to put him in context, right? He was forced to Sean Watson 2 years ago when they got rid of Flacco after that amazing run at the end of the season. You know, I mean, can you really count the season two seasons ago? Could you count this year? You know, Jeff was just making the point. The roster was horrible. Was there ever really a plan to win? I mean, was Kevin set up for failure? You know, and that just speaks more about, you know, it's this franchise actually doing what it can to actually make a winner and actually make a viable football team that these people support in this town. And, I mean, honestly, I understand that they got the Browns fans delusional on Shador, thinking they got a quarterback for next year. I mean, he has the worst QBR in Browns history since 1999. And that's a long list of quarterbacks that have started a minimum of six games.
That's
a crazy stat. And people still in this town want to scream at me about how Shador is the man, he's the future, get rid of Kevin, he's a bum. I mean, and more and more, I think we demonstrate as Cleveland Browns fans that we have no idea what football is. And I'll leave you with that.
Victor, thank you very much. We'll see with Shador. What my hope is that whoever is the new head coach, when he has his introductory press conference, says, yes, we will have a competition to find out who our starting quarterback is. And then my hope is Andrew Berry goes out and finds another quarterback to compete in that group. And the idea that it could be Deshaun Watson is not lost on me.
I don't think you'll get that answer because the season will still be going on. Don't you think they'll hire before the playoffs are over?
The Browns?
Yeah.
Depends.
The only
way
you're getting...
Who do you want to hire? You want to hire a guy who's been around, done that? You can do that right now. How about this? Want to hire Mike McCarthy? He's available. Bill O'Brien? Just stunk it up at Boston College. You want him? Vance Joseph is the DC in Denver. If you don't want Jim Schwartz, he's going to be busy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nagy's available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I don't know.
Flores
last night.
Available.
I was just kind of looking through social. People were salivating at the thought of having Schwartz as their defensive coordinator somewhere else next year. Like just seeing fans of other teams. I did a simple little search and I was like, wow. I mean, these fans are like, and I don't blame them. He's a great defensive coordinator. He did a lot of special things here in Cleveland. I really hope I don't lose him. I don't want to lose him.
You're going to, unless you name him the head coach. Or unless you hire an offensive coordinator as a head coach. You know, Jimmy said we're not limited to offensive or defensive side of the ball. If you hire a guy with a defensive background, Jim Schwartz is done. And that's okay. And Andy, you can't let Jim Schwartz's status dictate this search. You just can't do it. Can't be done. If you think your best candidate has a defensive background and he wants to bring in his defense, which of course he would, then you're not going to keep Jim Schwartz.
Saying that, doesn't that make McCarthy a perfect candidate then? Offensive coordinator, you know, former two-time head coach
before
that.
Not getting any argument from me. If you recall 6 years ago, I wanted Mike McCarthy.
No, I know.
And they hired Kevin Stefanski. And I liked, Kevin won me over. I thought Kevin did a nice job. I don't think he did a great job. Every time he ran the ball in the red or didn't run the ball in the red zone inside the 5 or 10, and he had Nick Chubb, I wanted to punch the television.
The lack of using Nick Chubb on third down was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
In the red zone was nuts. Ryan's in Jackson, Mississippi as he continues his tour of the United States.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, Menigan, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen, everyone listening out there. I'm going to say this sentence as a question more so than a statement. Happy Browns victory Monday, because it's just one of those. Man, what a lot of stuff we have on our plate.
Yep.
Jeff, hats off to you, buddy. just really putting your words out there with not holding back any punches when it comes to Haslam and just the QBR rating with Sanders. Previous weeks, you know, you were just very friendly with those two individuals, speaking about them. They're better. Best fan base on planet Earth when it comes to football. But again, it's just one of those unique scenarios where there's so many intangibles today. We should be congratulating Myles Garrett. Instead, we're talking about throwing our hands up in the air saying, well, what's next? What are we doing here? I'm all in on, obviously, just winning. Winning is the whole thing, obviously. But again, when you just get rid of, in my opinion, 15th or 16th best coach in the NFL, and other teams are going to be clamoring for him for interviews, you may have done something wrong there. Change is good, but not always. Don't get me wrong, I feel that, you know, there's certain things that Stefanski could have done better, but at the same time, man, he needed more players in that field. He needed a left tackle, wide receiver. Putting the blame on him is not fair. I just really hope they have some guys out there that know what they're doing. And if I have one request, can somebody please get somebody in there with a personality? If they're going to be splitting hairs from one coach to another, give me something good, man. He acted like Stefanski had a personality like a mortician or Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, man. And I want Menigan to learn new. Yeah, that's right. I want Menigan to imitate the new head coach that has some type of personality to him. Not saying that's it. I want to win. That's truly my ambition.
All right, Rhino.
Hey, guys, great show as always.
Thanks. Safe travels. There's Ryan. He's in Jackson, Mississippi right
Will
now.
Will Coach Menigan have a press conference today? I don't know.
No. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Giants, Titans, Falcons, Raiders, Browns. Giants have a first-round pick at quarterback, Jackson Dart. Titans have Cam Ward. Falcons have Michael Penix.
Raiders have the number one
pick. Kirk Cousins. Raiders will have Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. And the Browns have not much.
They have three picks in the top 40.
Well, you going to get a quarterback with one of those?
I don't know. Do you need one? Do you need to?
I think you do. I think you need a quarterback. Now, he might be here. He might be here, but you're going to have a competition. And that's okay. That's okay. I just wonder which one of those jobs is the most attractive to, or the least attractive. I would think the Browns would be a tough sell for some coaches.
I'm interested to see what happens to Sanders in the offseason.
What do you mean?
I think if they want to draft a quarterback early, you may want to trade him.
You might
want to see. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get anything for Gabriel either, but you might want to trade at some point.
I don't think you're going to draft a quarterback. I just don't.
I don't think they are either.
Yeah, I just don't. Can I throw?
By winning again, I think Sanders helps out his cause. Last 2 weeks, by winning these last two games,
Andy threw. He completed 50% of his passes yesterday.
I get it, but you drop back in the draft. That's why. Oh, okay. That's why, because now you're dropping.
Oh my
back.
God! You should send Jim Schwartz a thank you note.
Don't you think Andrew Berry's going to sit there during the evaluation process and say, "I'm going to give you Shador Sanders to be your starting quarterback"? Just a hypothetical alone. In the question, I'm not saying it's reality. I'm just saying, and maybe it is reality, but if he puts the hypothetical in front of a head coach, I wonder how he's going to answer it. Or a potential head coach is probably the right way to say it.
You know what I'd love to hear? I would love to hear what a head coach thinks about all these guys, a candidate. I'm sure they will. You know, would a guy think Dylan Gabriel needs more of a look? Would a guy think he can get something out of Deshaun Watson?
Well, that's, you know, they have to be. If those are all questions that are all going
to
have to be answered.
They have to be, don't they?
The question is does Andrew Berry and does Jimmy Haslam want to hear reality, or do they want to hear what they want to hear in that situation when you're trying to, like, they may already have their mind made up. I still go back to this, to last year with Myles Garrett. Like, okay, I know everyone says, oh, it's the money. He could have got the money somewhere else. Somebody else would have paid him the same amount as the Browns. Something else was said when they said to Miles, let's bring you back. Everyone remembers the press row. It was a year ago when he was just kind of, I'm out. See you later. Peace. Drop the mic later. Well, he ended up picking the mic back up and coming back. But what else was said other than money? And, you know, Miles last week said, you know, talked about the ups and downs of Kevin. And so that kind of made me feel like we were heading towards today and eventually what would happen, and did happen.
Let me bounce one thought before we go back to our fabulous phone callers. a lots of credit is going to Andrew Berry for a good draft class. I saw some rankings of the 2025 draft class.
Is it the kicker or the draft class?
And it was ranked in the number one draft class out of 2025.
Okay.
All right, that's solid.
I agree. You got a lot out of your rookies.
Okay, but let me... You just said... Say that again.
You got a lot out of your rookies this year. More than any other team in the NFL.
Who coached those guys up?
Are you going to say it's Kevin? Or are you going to say it's his staff? Or are you going to say it's well, I don't know.
Andy, the staff is gone.
You know? Not necessarily. The staff is still on hold right now.
Right.
If a new head coach wants to retain someone, they can.
They can. The only way this staff is intact is basically if Jim Schwartz gets the job. But does the coaching staff, does Kevin not get any credit for maximizing Harold Fannin as a rookie from putting Quinshaw
in? I don't know. You may want to give Quinshaw so, in. If you're going to talk about one guy that probably Andrew Berry gets a ton of credit for, it's Fannin. They knew they wanted him well before the draft. And when they saw him there, they knew this was a giant steal. They knew exactly what they were getting from Fannin when they picked Fannin. And for him to be drafted as low as he was I think maybe a shocker to the team and the organization. When he was there, they grabbed him. I kind of, as much as you want to sit here and rip Andrew on this or that or this, Fannin was a grand slam for him. He's your leading receiver this season. The guy's a tank, and he's just a ton of fun to watch. So I'm going to give Andrew credit for Fannin. I don't know how you can't. That's on Barry. That's on the scouts.
Well, it's also on the offensive staff for coaching him up.
And using him, but I don't know that they had a choice but not to use him. Look how bad your wide receivers were.
Dano.
Little bit of news, gentlemen. Diana Rossini of The Athletic chiming in saying former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski eager to jump back into the head coaching ranks. From what I'm told, he is not taking time off.
Okay. Well, he has a lot of interviews ahead. Giants, Titans, Falcons, Raiders, all looking for a head coach along with the Browns. I would think Mike Vrabel would pick up the phone and say, Kevin, do not go to Tennessee. I'll just throw that one out there. Nelson's in Avon Lake. Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful day.
Disappointed today. Disappointed. I guess it's the word that I... Disappointment is the only word that I can think of. And listen, Jeff, and you alluded to this, and you've been alluding to this for a while, right? It's very, very difficult for any coach in the NFL to survive, you know, winning 8 games in 2 years, right?
Like, yeah, it doesn't happen, Nelson, right?
It doesn't happen often, right? But circumstances, though, should have been taken into consideration, because I do believe that Kevin was put in a very, very difficult, almost impossible position. And we don't have to name them all because we know all the variables here. But this is, we have to look forward now, right? Like, as fans, it's what's done is done, and we have to look forward. What I am very, very concerned is there does not seem to be a plan in firing, you know, what, whether you like him or not, was one of the most successful coaches this franchise has had in their history. Let's say since 1999. Without a clear-cut, definitive, this is who we're going with, what will likely prove to be a mistake.
So I hate to stop you on this. I don't know if they have a clear-cut plan or not. Unless you're allowed to promote from within instantly, the Browns still have to follow procedure before they hire their next head coach. Otherwise, they are going to get crushed and lose draft picks and have all kinds of problems on top of the problems they have if they don't follow the Rooney Rule. So I don't know. I don't disagree with you. I don't know if they have a plan or not, but I also know it's not fair to say they don't have a plan today because they can't announce another head coach without interviewing people.
Yeah, and guys, you know, I don't know. I'm not an expert. You know probably this better than I can, or better than I do, but in my humble opinion, of course, putting Barry in charge of hiring the next head coach, it's going to limit the pool of candidates that true qualified candidates that the Browns can hire, right? Because wouldn't this be considered now a sort of like a forced marriage in a way?
But a lot of them are, Nelson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for Kevin. I happen to like Kevin a lot. I thought he was a great, really good coach. And I don't know. I mean, that may prove him to be wrong. I happen to think he's going to get hired pretty soon and he's going to have success, but I will always root for my Browns. Thanks, guys.
All right, Nelson. I don't think there's any question the last 2 years were disappointing, and I don't think he did the best job of his career in the last 2 years. He also won 11 games twice and went to the playoffs twice. And I think he has shown that when he had talent to work with, he knew how to coach it. And when he didn't have talent to work with on the offensive side of the ball the last 2 years, I thought he kind of went out of character for himself. I thought it was a brutal move giving up play calling 2 years in a row.
Yeah, this year really looked brutal. Well, that also made me think that once he gave up play calling this year, it was over. It was over right then, too.
Kind of felt that way, didn't it?
Yeah, but, you know,
it was weird. And when he called 52 pass plays and, 58 dropbacks for Dillon Gabriel against Pittsburgh, what the heck was that? That was a bad idea. But he was grasping at straws. The offensive roster is putrid. It's not good. And they gave that to an offensive-minded coach. Was terrible. It was a terrible job of putting an offensive talent scheme together. There's just not enough talent on the offensive side of the ball, and the head coach has paid the price.
Can I give you a little clarity? You know who has the best job in Cleveland today? You know who has the best job?
Us.
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, he's getting paid?
$7 million. On his contract. $7 million.
Left on his contract?
According to what I'm reading here, the Browns owe former head coach Kevin Stefanski approximately $7 million. After firing him today, he was under contract for a 5-year deal signed in 2020.
Well, if Diana Rossini says he wants to jump right back in, you know, he could just take a holiday and kick back and pick up those weekly checks from the Cleveland Browns.
216-474-0092. What would you do if you had $7 million? Would you go back to work tomorrow?
I heard it was more than that.
Here seven. Sources indicate he is owed $7 million from the remaining balance on his contract.
I heard a bigger figure than that.
I'm just telling you what I've seen.
What does it say? Because he got an extension, 2 years ago?
Was under contract with a 5-year deal signed in 2020.
Well, they got an extension, though.
The team is paying out the remainder of his owed salary. Well, you're saying more than that based on the extension he got on the way out?
Yeah. It's got to be more than that. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim, welcome.
Hey, guys. Listen, first off, you asked a question earlier. No. Reality has completely left the building. And then you can just tell that. I don't know why it seems that every time Jimmy Haslam has the opportunity to make a major decision like this, he just seems to make the wrong one. I'm not saying Kevin Stefanski didn't have to go. He probably did, but you should have shuffled Andrew Berry out of there also. Anybody besides Jimmy who's so close to the situation, everybody, I don't care what an analyst that comes on your shows weekly, you guys, everybody who participates and watches the league has said, well, you know, they just don't have talent. They don't have talent on the offensive side. And for Jimmy to come out and be so defensive and so protective of Andrew Berry, the decision to keep him at that press conference tells you all you need to know. He's making a mistake. And I don't know why he's doing it. I think he's convinced that, with this 1 year, and you can just forget about all the other years and forget about the free, you know, the extensions he's given out. I look at it, and I'll be honest with you, too, like, whether it be the way he handled his press conference yesterday or the way he handled his press release today, Kevin Stefanski has grown, in my opinion, as such a stand-up quality human being. He approached this thing with nothing but class. He had nothing harsh to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
He never answered any questions. He never threw any shade on anybody. The guy just stood up there, took the bullets. And this comes from somebody who thought he was right. We should have moved on from him. But what a quality individual that is. And so to see Jimmy come out at that press conference defending Andrew the way he is, look, I don't want to make the comparison, but the fact that Kevin was so quality, it just begs me the question, if you won that power struggle, you know, it sounds like you sold Jimmy. You sold Jimmy on how well you did. And honestly, guys, reality has left the building. We're going to hire a coach, and we may end up firing a coach next year and a GM. And it's just, this is the worst case scenario that we've talked about the whole time, is you're going to bring this guy back because he had one good draft pick, and now he's got to draft offensive line and wide receivers and quarterback, three things he has never been able to draft. So good luck to us for next year. We're going to be going through this whole thing again, just like they did in Tennessee, because you can't cut the baby in half.
Jim, thank you very much. There are five things on an offense that you have to deal with. And to me, the most critical, it's quarterback. Second most critical is offensive line. To me, third is wide receiver. Fourth, probably tight end. And the fifth is running back, because you can find running backs. Can you find great ones? Maybe not. This draft that produced some good talent, no question, running back and tight end. And to me, you left the three most important positions on offense unattended. Quarterback, offensive line, wide receiver. And you gave it to Kevin and said, make it work. And he couldn't.
How are you feeling about this unique feeling of being on YouTube, which was our idea, I think, 14 years ago.
I wore a quarter zip instead of a sweatshirt today.
It's so much better than having to wear a suit, isn't it?
And, well, I'll give you
and
that.
And the days of having like a minute 45 to do sports. Oh, that was
I'll fun. Give you that.
Minute 45, why does sports need all that news, all that time?
Number to join us, 216-474-0092. Brian is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Brian.
How are you guys doing today?
We're well, thank you. We're fine.
I've called a couple times, and I lived in Massachusetts up until a year ago for 12 years, and I grew up here in Stowe, and always been a diehard fan. It's our owner. For them to be separated is ridiculous. I mean, Barry literally was almost like a kid. He's lighting this place on fire already with the Deshaun Watson move.
Brian, let's be fair, we don't know if that was him or if he was given orders to make that work.
Okay. I'll say that fair enough, but just like I think you brought up a couple points with just the total neglect to the offensive line with Wills being the only pick over the third round, I believe,
yep.
We had.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, it's the constant disorganization from the very top. And I just think that if you look at the teams that are always successful, that are always competitive, it's the owner. Is you don't even know him. It's like a boxing referee. Yeah, I'm a huge into the industry, but if you watch a great championship fight, you never know who the ref is because you don't see him because he has no part of the fight. And that's the same with the owners. And look at us. We're a fiasco. And you know what's going to happen? Kevin's going to leave, and he's going to go to a team because he's like a beaten little kid. He's going to go to a team that functions right and operates correctly. And look at him now. He's probably going to get a good quarterback. He goes to the Raiders, like a team like Brady, or where there's smart ownership. And it's us. It's our owner. He's a joke, and we're going to reward him with a new stadium. I mean, and let's look at Shador.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Hey,
we're also rewarding our own people that live here in Northeast Iowa jobs.
So Joe Paterno spoke to the media in the locker room today, had some interesting stuff to say.
Yeah, I was sad for the human being, right? Like, you create a relationship 6 years. You know, I'm a loyal person. And we had, you know, a couple playoff runs, 6 years as a coach. And, like, most of my career, obviously half my career, was with him as the head coach. So I was just appreciative. I got to talk to him and just told him I appreciate everything he did for this organization and the way he led us. You know, greatest sport in the world, tough business. Like, that's what the NFL is. And so you go up there and you show you're appreciative, but you know, I was disappointed in it. You know, I think he's a great football coach, and I think he'll get a chance somewhere and show that he can still coach in this league.
How does it affect your decision? Do you want to go through another coaching change?
Right, it's all part of it. You know, I've kind of been saying, like, my body, you know, how I feel is going to be the number one decision, but you got to, you know who you're playing for and the situation that you're going to step into, so it's definitely a factor.
Is it your timetable to let him know before free agency happens?
Yeah, I think my contract voids in 6 or 8 weeks or something like that, so probably got to make a decision for them before that.
Even with that, though, Joel, if this is the end, how do you look back on your 12-year career?
With great pride. You know, it's... It's hard to put into words, you know. I just tried to give it everything. So it's tough, you know. You try and go out there and be the best version of yourself and do what you can to help the team win. And I try to do that every day. That's what I did.
It's Joe Paterno. If you don't think people care, there you go. Yeah. Cue that up and play it again.
A little emotional.
Well, it's been a long run.
It has.
Called Kevin a great coach. And he really likes him as a person.
Yeah, at least he got to go to the playoffs. You know?
Ultimately, Andy, and Jimmy Haslam said this repeatedly about, you know, great people and blah, 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 blah. And you know, Joel just said great person. I hate to say this. To me, that's a big deal, and it does mean something. Ultimately, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You can have a jerk of a head coach, and if he wins you 12 games every year, you're going to love him.
Same with jerky players.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly right, Andy. That's exactly right. So, you know, I think Kevin is a real solid head coach, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward, and I hope he ends up in a better situation. Quarterback-wise, he's a guy who, you know, spent 14 years with Minnesota working on the offensive side of the ball, and I just think he was dealt a terrible hand here.
Yeah, can we also just make one other thing clear here, that both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry reported to Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, Kevin didn't report to Andrew.
Andrew, just if you think that Andrew fired Kevin, he didn't. Jimmy did.
Ownership did.
Ownership fired him. So,
but it certainly sounds as if Andrew Berry was in on the decision.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. I don't know. I know that.
Well,
Kevin,
let me read the first part of what Andrew said in the release.
Okay.
Browns put out a release. Browns relieved Kevin Stefanski of duties as head coach. There's a statement from D and Jimmy. There's a statement from Andrew Berry. This was a difficult decision, and today is a tough day for our organization. To me...
Whose decision, though, was it difficult for him or for Jimmy?
I would think that if he weren't involved, he wouldn't have said it was a difficult decision. But I'm...
But he had also said before that they were thought that all these guys were
They're all thought partners.
So maybe it was difficult because, as Jimmy said, their offices were right next door to each other, and that they knew everything that was going on except for the Joe Flacco trade, which kind of came out this morning too. Again, but I mean, it was kind of out there, but it was kind of said today. But the bottom line is the hierarchy of the organization was Jimmy Haslam worked. Both those guys worked independently. And their boss was Jimmy Haslam. Both of those guys. So Andrew Berry technically
was not Kevin Stefanski's boss.
Andrew did not technically fire him.
No.
Andrew's not writing a $7 million check either.
But Andy's clearly higher, you know, in the hierarchy because he's still there. And perhaps based on his statement had something to do with the decision. Daryl's in Solon. Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, happy Victory Monday, guys. How you doing?
We won yesterday, didn't we? I forgot about that.
I just wanted to remind everyone.
Wow,
I think we won a game.
Thanks, Daryl.
And against the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's true. Exactly, two in a row. Exactly. We got a two-game winning streak going into next year.
45 straight games without allowing a 300-yard passer.
Hey, did we win like the wagon wheel or something for the interstate?
Hey, should be so lucky. That is Kent Akron blasphemy there.
Oh, sorry. That's okay about that.
It's okay.
Hey, real quick, one thing I do want to respectfully disagree with you guys before you beat me up is...
We don't beat people.
I do think we left a few victories on the field.
We did. I don't disagree with that.
I agree.
And a couple of them, to me, was a reflection of the head coach. I can honestly say... I think we lost one, maybe one and a half games on special teams, flat out. And you allowed the guy to just keep coaching special teams. And we were just getting, I mean, it looked like times where the special teams team didn't know the rules of kickoff. And I'm like, God, you got to do something about this. And I agree, our offense was horrible. But some of the decisions he made had me scratching my head like, okay, the offense is horrible. We're playing a game that we're tied in. And now all of a sudden you want to go fourth and two on our own 35 instead of punting the ball when the defense is playing great. Those are coaches' decisions where I think, you know, I think this might have been brewing early on.
Daryl, I agree with you. I don't think the coaching staff did a great job offensively this year. And I think Kevin's obviously the head of that. And I think he was given very little to work with on the offensive side of the ball, which might have led to it.
So I'm just like, you know, I like Kevin. I was very happy to have him as a coach. He always spoke highly, and I didn't feel embarrassed after some press conferences like when we had Freddie Kitchens, like, what did that guy just say? You know, it was so he was very business oriented, and I like that.
And Daryl, I think the guy represented the organization really well. That might not mean much to a lot of folks. It means something to me. I thought he was a classy guy when he was here, and I'm sure he'll continue to be a classy guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.